shopping, it's an experience.
The Mickey Weiler Show is on the air.
They say nothing, they go nowhere.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
That quick question. When you went to Urban Nirvana, like, did you have like a menu to choose from? Like, what kind of massage? I know you own a couple of massages, but like, did you have like a how do you decide like which one you do?
Yeah, they have some wonderfully helpful people out in the lobby there that can assist you through that. They have a list that they can run you down once you actually get in there. If once you choose your massage, they offer you more options. Whether your firmness, your hot stone, do you want essential oils, whatever it may be.
Hot stones, will that hurt though?
I don't know. I didn't go for the hot stone last time, but I'm assuming it feels good because a lot of people do them and they still offer it.
Yeah.
But yes, they have a ton of options over at Urban Nirvana.
See, I don't do those. I just get the gift card. Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like me when I order sushi. Like, I don't know what I'm getting. I don't know what all those words mean. It's like, just bring me some stuff that's not fish.
That's not fish?
Yeah, because I'm allergic to fish.
So what do you eat when you get sushi? Shrimp?
Shrimp or like a California roll or something.
Oh, jeez.
But I got to look through to make sure they have it. Like, I don't know what it is. So like at Urban Nirvana, like, I wouldn't know what it is. I just go, just make sure you don't hurt me or whatever. Here's what I do know. At Urban Nirvana, just purchase gift cards. There's a tab on there. It's easy. You click on it. You put your information in. They email it to you or they email it to her. You love it.
Texture said
hot stones the best ever. I can see that, man. Warm these stones up, put them all over your body. I can see that.
I'm sensitive. I don't need hot stones. I mean,
you're sensitive.
Sensitive.
I love it, man. Urban Nirvana, urbannirvana.com. Day spa. You know, the waxing and skincare and massage, and they got all kinds of packages over there. Couples massages. I keep telling you this, man. This prenatal massage. What a great way to treat your expecting. Wife. Urban Nirvana, urbannirvana.com. What are you laughing at?
Nothing makes me happier than you talking about prenatal massages and how great they are.
I mean, what I'm saying is, like, I couldn't imagine being more miserable than my back hurting, my feet hurting, my ankle hurting. I got this great big old watermelon poking out of my belly.
What's the problem? You're carrying an extra 6 to 8 pounds, 10 pounds, whatever it is.
20, 30, 40 pounds.
I mean, what's the problem?
Back's hurting.
God, this is so much complaining about this.
Couldn't imagine doing it.
How bad can it be?
It could be bad. I'm guessing. I don't know. I'm guessing it could be bad. All right. So, in case you just joined us, by the way, Sam Blackman, 725, Clemson Athletic Hall of Fame, 2018 class. We'll talk about that with him. Larry Penley's going to join us in 1 hour. Ooh. The Clemson men's golf team is going out to the regionals. Give you a little golf update coming up here in a second. We're talking about legalized gambling. Like, for or against? I'd like to say this. I'm not going to gamble. I'm not. I'm not going to bet on football games, baseball games. Here's the thing. Everybody feels, I got a hunch. I've watched these teams. I'm telling you who's going to win. Well, let me tell you something about your hunch, okay? I can tell you everything there is to know about Clemson and South Carolina, but I don't know who's going to cover the spread. Now, I think I know, but I don't know. And that's the teams that I watch every single week. But here's the thing that I hate to bust your bubble over there, Mr. Or24, Jack Lake Tonto, but you don't know what Vegas knows. And even if you knew as much, because of the juice, because of the vig, because of the points you got to pay in the thing, you got to beat them 55, 56, 57% of the time.
Listen, we own Vegas.
Nobody owns Vegas. Vegas owns you. So you're not going to...
Does this kill Las Vegas?
Huh?
Does this kill Las Vegas?
No. I read an article last night about this that it will not affect Las Vegas.
How does it not?
According to the ReviewJournal.com, that Vegas, let me see, maybe Wells, who bet $20,000 on a sports event, truly come to Vegas to bet sports, but the other $500 better isn't going anywhere, isn't going to come for that reason alone. The Las Vegas Knights drew 18,000 people, 41 times, blah, 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 blah. It won't kill Vegas, according to this article.
Well, I imagine most of it will probably be online through those actual casinos.
Who knows?
You know?
Who knows? It's like legalized marijuana. You're still going to have your illegal dealers. You're still going to have your illegal, you know, bookies doing the kind of stuff like this. The fact of the matter is, though, that you can't and won't. It's like this, Zach. You know, on the roulette wheel, how many spots on a roulette wheel?
No idea.
But you got 47, 48% red, 47, 48% green or black, and then you get the two greens.
Mm-hmm.
The greens are what kill you. If it was 50-50, you'd be okay, but that other little 10% in there. And even then, you don't know as much as they know on the 50-50. So don't do it. Can't do it. Now, the issue here, though, is what does it mean tax revenue-wise, the morality of it? Is it right? Do you think gambling's right or wrong?
I have no problem with it.
None?
Nope.
Do you have a problem with people? Part of the people that were going to say that part of, you know, what's wrong is like people, the idea they're going to throw away money. They're taking money away from kids, from college funds, from diapers, from food that takes away from the family. The addiction part of it, you're giving somebody an outlet for more addiction and more. I can understand that argument. I can buy that argument.
They're going to do that anyway.
I do believe that. And I believe addictive personality is going to find a way to do it on meth or alcohol or what. They're going to find a way to do something with their money. It's not like they're going to go, oh man, I was going to give that to my local church and orphanage, but instead I'm going to go put it on the Golden Knights tonight.
Smart. If they're at home, very smart pick.
I was going to give this to the local food bank, but instead I got a hunch that Illinois is going to cover 3.5. You know? I'm somewhat doubled up. And even if you win, you're not going to give double the money now to your local food bank. You're right. You're right about that. I can see both sides of this argument, though. Let me get Scott Seneca, 654 Roar. The Supreme Court will I think, is scheduled to hear this, or I don't know the exact time frame. I'm not a legal expert, but I have seen the PGA. What brought this up? The PGA's Tour made a stance on it yesterday about their what they say about it. And it's coming up fairly soon, from what I understand. Scott's in Seneca, 654 Roar. Scott, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
I'm blessed. How you doing, Mickey?
Fantastic.
How's your boy?
Good, man. Everybody's good. Everybody's great. He's doing well and progressing.
Up and about this morning.
What's that?
He's up and about this morning.
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely. Happy about the Yankees winning.
Zach told me your calves are having babies.
My calves are having calves, like little tiny little cow calves. There, cow. Yeah.
Well, Zach might understand more than most Southerners, you know, about the family. You know, I know a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy.
Yeah.
And I know, you know, firsthand how you can hide money and clean money up by horse racing, you know. All of a sudden, what, you got all this money, you have to find a way to legally income it. So I'm wondering how that will affect sports gambling, whether there'll be more black markets to clean money up, no matter what it is.
Laundering of money, huh? Hadn't thought about that part of it. It's an interesting concept.
Well, you know, because then you're going to have IRS and the feds and all that, but you need to... You got all this money saying you're selling Nirvana tickets. I don't matter what.
Yeah.
Illegally. Yeah. Now you're going to clean it up.
Yeah, I have not thought about it, Scott. I appreciate the phone call, by the way. Hope you have a great day. I hadn't thought about the laundering part of it to make dirty money clean. Texture said, this topic is absolutely the same thing as legalizing drugs, a gold mine. I don't know what the states that have legalized marijuana, how they're doing. I hadn't watched enough of it.
Well.
Very
well.
Are they really? But has it cut off the trade of illegal?
No. And that's what people are surprised. And I think you're right on the gambling stuff.
Yeah.
You're still going to have bookies out there doing this on the side. Because those guys won't have to pay the state tax or the federal tax on whatever income they have. It will be 100% profit for them.
Yeah. QCT makes my point. He said, if you think one person said, well, video poker's gone, I'm going to start funding my kids' college fund and buy groceries, then you're saying the addict will look for someplace else to hide. I agree with that. Totally agree with that. They're going to find ways of that. Now, But still, should you sponsor, should the state, because people are going to find other ways to do it, that doesn't mean you enable them to do more anyway, right?
Mm-hmm.
The argument of a syntax, I understand that part of it. That if people are going to mess up, might as well. Here's what you try to do out of it, right? You try to put it in education and you educate people not to do it. I got some really smart friends of mine, man, who are doing really, really, really well, who gamble. And you know what? They can afford to gamble. And they lose a lot of money. But you know what? They can afford to lose a lot of money. And that's one thing. And I'm not talking about the person that is very educated and very intelligent, that does it for the entertainment purposes, but can afford to lose whatever. I mean, they're not going in debt. They're not taking money away from their families. They're not. Their kids will still go to college. They're not taking money away from their household. They're not doing that. They're doing really well, and they can afford to do it. And they lose. Now they don't tell me they lose, but I know they lose. Very quick conversation here, Zach. I told this on the show before. A friend of our family's does it for a living. He's a bookie. He's been booking for years. Asked him one time, how many people have ever beat you? He goes, nobody. Nobody ever beat you. He goes, for how long? Like a weekend, 2 weekends, a month? Well, no, like ever, like for the whole career. No, nobody's ever. Got hundreds of people betting with him. Nobody's ever beat him. They might for a month. You know, I got another buddy of mine who says, yeah, you know what? I let them borrow it for a month. They'll give it back. That's the thing. Whatever you win, you're going to give back. Simple as that. You're not going to win. Nobody wins. All right? So, he's got this doctor that bets with him. Football season, doctor loses, and doctor bets $1,000 every game, loses $82,000. Which is not bad because you're betting every single game. Basketball season. Doctor loses like $142,000. The doctor's got the money. He can do it. Baseball doesn't bet on anything. Sees him in football season again. He goes, hey, Doc, what, do you don't bet on baseball? He goes, man, I don't know anything about baseball. But you're gonna lose. Texture says, video poker, is it gone? It's just in the back. Well, it's legally it's gone. Do it illegally. You can't. I can't help all that. If we legalize gambling in the United States nationwide, does it affect the NFL? Does it affect college football, college baseball? I mean, college basketball? Does it affect the NBA? Does it affect? I can see it. I can see athletes getting in trouble. I can see that part of it. Tax revenue is going up. Yeah, I can see that part of it.
You'd make money off of it.
Yeah. We all know what happens. I don't want to stick my head in the sand and say that it doesn't happen. We know people gamble. We got it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to gamble on something. They go to a local bingo parlor. Gamble on something, right?
Bingo.
But part of me said, this is being the old man. Like part of me says, yeah, you know you're doing it, but should you just give in to it and go, we're not even going to fight anymore.
What's the fight?
The fight is it's against the law, and morality-wise, it's really not the right thing to do.
Yeah, I don't think it's up to us to decide what's the right and wrong thing to do for other people. Worry about yourself, worry about your family. You can do the right thing. Morals are, by their very definition, your own.
Right.
If it's illegal right now, that's correct. The only place you can legally bet sports is in Las Vegas.
If you're New Jersey.
You can bet horses in New Jersey.
You can't bet any games anywhere. I'm not sure of that, Zach. I'm not sure that you're saying that we can't. I'm not saying you can legislate morality.
That's what you're kind of trying to do.
Kind of. I see that.
By not doing this.
But what I'm saying is, like, can we just turn our backs on it and go, we'll let everybody decide. I mean, in a way, I mean, we're talking about the safety of families a little bit, right? Aren't we? A little bit. Like the income revenue of families. I'm not going to tell you where you need to spend your money, but I can tell you where you can't spend your money.
Those guys are still going to do this.
I agree with it. Texter said, I disagree. There's plenty of smart gamblers that make money off sports. You can't be a degenerate, addicted, or any of that. You can be smart about it and be fine, but most people aren't that, and that's how Vegas makes money. Yeah, there. Let me get it straight. There's a handful of people that can beat Vegas. Unfortunately, they're not living in South Carolina, and unfortunately, they're not listening to this radio show right now. So I say you don't beat it. I mean, you. There are professional gamblers out there that, you know what, every once in a while can do okay with. Coop in Hillcrest makes a decent point on this, I think, and I agree with Coop on this. NCAA and NFL will secretly love it. It'll help ratings. How many times have you watched the game and not known what the spread is or about what the spread is now?
Yeah.
I'm not sure that's going to make a huge effect on it because all the lines are already published and you already know anyway.
We talk about this all the time.
Right.
We just did a segment on over-unders for win totals.
Right.
We this is in our culture, in sports culture.
Every single week we give you TV, the time, the network, we give you the lines.
The line. We give you the line.
Absolutely.
What's the over-under in that game?
Right.
We do this every single week.
Right. But we don't do it as far as...
Why not do this? Why not do this and be able to make money off this? Why not do this and be able to put it into an education fund like we do in the lottery?
I don't feel comfortable.
Putting into an education fund and helping the kids for the future?
Yeah, I hope that's what we would do with it, and I hope that's how it would go, and I hope the kids would eventually say, you know, we don't even, remember we used to gamble? Like cigarettes. Remember we used to do cigarettes? You know? I mean, believe it or not, Zach, this is crazy to think about, right?
Mm-hmm.
But cigarettes, like everybody smoked them. Oh, heater. Yeah. Everybody got them a heater.
Ridiculous. Everybody still smokes them down here.
What do you mean down here? Like you don't smoke in the north?
Cigarette smoking is exponentially more popular in the South than it is
really?
In the North.
Really?
I don't know why. Well, I know why, but I don't know why.
Yeah. Texas said, hey, make it work so well during Prohibition. That's a good point, too. It's a very good point, too. I just don't know if it was like, I'm just going to say, okay, well, I'm just going to give in to it. I think you educate people, don't gamble. Don't do it, man. It's not the right thing to do. Don't gamble. All right. I might have a gambling expert on at some point in time to talk about this and what it could mean, the positives and negatives of it. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Everybody tell me, well, I went to Vegas last year and I won $1,200. Yeah, whatever. We'll take a break. We'll come back. The 2018 Clemson Athletic Hall of Fame class. It was announced on Friday. Sam Blackman will tell us who those people are and about the, tell them about their careers. Also, that's the next segment. Also, at 8:05 this morning, Larry Penley joins us. We're going to talk a little Clemson men's golf. They get ready to go out to College Station, Texas for the NCAA regionals. Looking forward to that. Hey, speaking of that, our Palmetto Dunes, Palmetto Golf Report, brought to my great friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. Here's what we have now. Go by and see our great friends at Palmetto Dunes. They really do a good job of the weddings. I'll talk to you wedding folks and families and talk about weddings and family reunions and things like this. Go by and see them. Go by and check things out at PalmettoDunes.com. Book your wedding. I didn't realize this. I guess I did realize this, that just how much weddings, just what a big industry it is and just how huge that industry is and just how hard it is to find great venues. If you want it to be like the best, the venue, the most beautiful place on the beaches, last time I was at Palmetto Dunes, Meredith and I saw a couple different weddings there. Really cool stuff to see. Book your wedding parties. They're going to love it. They're going to love to see it. It's at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. Palmetto Golf Report. We have the women's NCAAs going on now. The Lady Tigers are in great shape. They have one round to go. They have a 10-shot lead over their qualifying spot. They are down in Tallahassee, Florida. And yesterday was a great day for Clemson's women. Yesterday, with 9 under par, give you the individual scores here. Clemson is in fifth place. Alabama, followed by Washington, Florida State. Furman is one shot ahead of Clemson right now. Then Clemson, then Arizona. Those are the top six. Arizona has a 3-shot lead over Wake Forest. Clemson has a 10-shot lead over Wake Forest. for Lady Tigers. Alice Houston is 200 par tied for 20th. Sydney Legacy's 400 par tied for 9th. Anna Paula Valdez, 300 par tied for 15th. Kennedy Swan, 300 tied for 15th. And Marissa Masana, 5 over tied for 48th. And the women's regional out in San Francisco, South Carolina right now, ranked 9th in the country, needs to hustle a little bit. They're 12th. The good news is that they are only 5 spots out of their qualifying spot. Top 6 in each regional advance. To find it, to follow it, go to golfstat.com. Those teams teeing off this morning in Tallahassee and a little later today out in San Francisco. That's our Palmetto Golf Report, brought to our great friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. A big class of Clemson Athletic Hall of Fame joining us the fall. Sam Blackman tells us who those folks are when you return right after this.
Nothing compares to the one, the only Bojangles Cajun Filet Biscuit. Serve for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. For a limited time, get 2 of our signature Cajun Filet Biscuits for just $5. Bojangles, it's bow time.
A need to travel? Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla has the area's best prices on new Ford trucks, cars, and SUVs. In business for over 50 years, shop Edwards Auto Sales for all your automotive needs.
Hey, Tiger fans. This is Cole Orham with Tiger Properties. Are you in the market for a home in the Clemson area? If so, you need to check out liveinclemson.com. Tiger Properties is a local real estate company which specializes in getting buyers into their dream homes in the Clemson area. We know about all the homes currently on the market and about homes that haven't even been listed yet. Check out our website, liveinclemson.com, to begin searching for your home today.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Thursday's Burger and a Brew. Any one of our delicious burgers and domestic beer for $10. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Mother's Day is fast approaching, and once again, you're trying to come up with the perfect gift to thank her for all she's done for you. Here's the perfect solution: a gift certificate for Urban Nirvana. She can choose one of their custom massages, facials, or something from their salon studio, and it's so easy. Just log on to urbannirvana.com to make your purchase and print your certificate right from your own computer. Urban Nirvana at McBee Station, the shops at Green Ridge, and online at urbannirvana.com.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for 4 generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Anything that's made just for you is a perfect fit, right? Like a tailored suit. It fits your measurements, no one else's. That same kind of fit is exactly what Engineered Sleep strives for. A mattress made just for you, built to your sleeping patterns and habits. What could be more important than a good night's rest? Engineered Sleep wants to make it a perfect night's rest. If after a couple of weeks you find it's not perfect, Engineered Sleep will adjust it until it is. Visit their location at 627 Congaree Road to see the process. Learn how your mattress is made. By manufacturing your custom-made mattress at their factory, you're saving money because there is no middleman. Factory to you! And you can score a significant discount by picking up your mattress instead of having it delivered. Engineered Sleep, it's not mattress shopping, it's an experience.
CMH Services has again been recognized as an MVP dealer by the material handling industry's leading trade organization, MHEDA, for 5 consecutive years. In earning the award, CMH Services demonstrated excellence in the areas of industry advocacy, customer service and safety, business networking, continuing education, and business best practices. Get award-winning material handling solutions at CMH Services. Call 800-922-9569. That's 800-922-9569.
Man, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-645-4371. That's 800-645-4371. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-645-4371.
Broadcasting live from where the Blue Ridge yawns its greatness, we are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053, 353-5053. Get in touch with the good friends of Harbin Lumber, harbinlumber.com, a full-service lumber yard. What do you want? What do you want? Some doors over there? What do you want? Some insulation over there? What do you want? Anything you're doing, anything you're building. It's your great friends of Harbin Lumber. Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053. If you're an upstate builder, remodeler, handyman, and you want to be wowed with customer service, and you want to make sure that you have everything you need in full, on time, every single time, interior products, exterior products, making sure your job just runs great, then you need Harbin Lumber in your life. HarbinLumber.com. Remember the number, 353-5053. Our good friend Sam Blackman joins us on our health there, on our Northern Communication phone lines. Good morning, Sammy. How you doing?
Hey, Mickey. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Sure. Sammy, we had the 9 different former athletes from 11 different sports, one coach compromised, the Clemson Athletic Hall of Fame, 10 inductees announced last week. I want to ask you about a couple of them, or several of them here in this segment, and I really want to start off with one of my favorite athletes of all time, Cliff Hammonds, a basketball player, 2004-2008. Sammy, not only was he a great player, but an architecture major, one of the best leaders we've ever seen, and really, truly one of the most unique athletes we've seen here at Clemson.
Mickey, I remember they used to schedule basketball practice early, you know, in the mornings, and all the teammates were in on it, too, so he could practice in the morning, then have those afternoon labs and things like this, so he could work in the studio for on his projects. You know, if you're an architecture major at Clemson, you're gonna put in your time, you know, in the studio, and my hat's always off when I hear people saying they're major in architecture. They really do a lot of work, and they have a lot of responsibility, and I tell you what, they really get a good education when they leave this Clemson campus, and like I said, that represents a lot of hard work, and the Cliff Hammonds, he was a good person, and he won respect of his coaches and players, fellow teammates, etc.
So Jeff Baker, third baseman, a guy that came as a shortstop, moved over to third base, a guy that was here from 2000-2002 in baseball, and a couple World Series teams here. I don't know if anybody who swung the bat any harder than Jeff Baker, and a great slugger here for Clemson baseball.
Think about that, Mickey. He hit 59 home runs in 3 seasons. That's just incredible. Had a lifetime batting career here at Clemson of 334. He doesn't get any better than that. 194 starts, possible 196 games that he started. So he was a wonderful player.
We had Jim Bundren, a three-time All-American, a good friend of mine. Matter of fact, I texted him on Friday when I first found out. Very happy for him, and a longtime NFL offensive lineman.
Good, solid citizen, Mickey. Just a wonderful person. He's a good representative of Clemson, good ambassador for Clemson. Just someone you won't represent in your program.
Yeah, Sammy, we had Gary Connor in soccer. I know you're close to the men's soccer program here, and the ACC Player of the Year in men's soccer, 1985.
Mickey, he was a stalwart player, was a just a great prolific scorer. He's still second for on the career list for most points, and he ended up with 67 career goals. Coach Ibrahim wanted him in this Clemson Athletic Hall of Fame so badly, and he made it, and I know Coach Ibrahim somewhere smiling.
Yep, no doubt about that. Hey, track and field, we don't talk enough about cross country and enough of it goes here, but Cormac Fintory, I'm not as familiar with him, but from 1989, 1982, one of our best cross country athletes.
Well, he won the cross country individual champion, Mickey. Anytime you say that, you've done something. Just a he was a good cross country runner, and also was a good distance runner. You know, all American indoors in the 3,000 meters, and just an ACC champion. It really helped score a lot of points for Clemson. He's also a member of the 50th anniversary team, ACC 50th anniversary team.
Very cool stuff there. In 2005, 2008, Daniel Heppern played volleyball here, and three-time All-ACC, and also the ACC Player of the Year.
Yeah, All-Americans. He was just a good, great player, and I think that's one of Jolene Hoover's, one of her best players she ever had.
Yeah. Women's swimming, this was back during my day, but Linda Beth Hughes was a seven-time All-American. You know, get a lot of events in there, but Sammy, ACC champion as well, an Olympic qualifier maybe?
Yes. She did. She qualified. She did swim in the Olympic trials, and just a great swimmer. Three-time All-ACC selection, six-time ACC champion. I mean, it's just her honors are just on and on. And like I said, Mickey, that seven All-American selections, that carries a lot of weight. And she did had a great career at Clemson.
We have one coach, Sammy, Tracy Leon, the women's soccer coach here that helped start the program.
Yes, she did. She worked so hard, Mickey. I remember she used to bring in groups of recruits, and then she'd bring them by the office. I'd tell them a little bit about Clemson and what the soccer, men's soccer program has done at Clemson. And I remember she used to bring in groups of maybe 25, 30 players trying to get that first team started. And, Mickey, they did it so nice, like they're doing the softball. They bring the coach in a year and a half, 2 years earlier, and let them start recruiting. That's the best way to do it, and that's why they're doing the softball. And Mickey, she went to the NCAA tournament her first year, and I think by the time she left, they went to like six or seven straight, NCAA tournaments. Just wonderful. A person got the program off to a good footing and just did a wonderful job. She and her husband, Ray, good people, and she went on to coach one of the help coach one of the U.S. Teams in eight different age groups. I think it was the under 21 team or under 18 team, if I'm not mistaken. And she would, that helped with recruiting. And see, Ray took over as the head coach, and they did a lot of good things. And they also won an ACC regular season championship when underneath their leadership. But Tracy, she deserves all the honor she that comes her way. She did a wonderful job getting the program started. First year was 1994.
Yeah. I apologize if I'm mispronounced, but Mary Ressing, a women's track and field from 1991-1995?
Yes, she was four-time All-American. Just a good cross country runner, and also, distance runner, indoor and outdoor, and just a great cross country runner. Won all district honors and named to the ACC 50th anniversary team in cross country. So just a great athlete.
And then finally, Sammy, Rick Rudine, maybe is how you pronounce this, a tennis player from one of Coach Creasy's teams in most successful teams back in the early 80s.
Now think about this, Mickey, winning 172 career single wins. That's unheard of. It's still, we think, an unofficial NCAA record. 123 double matches, giving him 295 career wins if you add the singles and doubles together. All-American in singles. He also won the National award for the National Sportsmanship Award there. And I'm just brought a lot of good recognition to Clemson. And just like you said, carried on the great tradition Chuck Creasy started in, you know, in Clemson tennis. Just a wonderful person, just a, you know, came out of, I think he was from Florida, just a solid citizen, and then looking forward to seeing him.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You will see all these folks September the 29th, the weekend of the Clemson-Syracuse football game, Hall of Fame weekend. I love seeing it. Love seeing this guy old, not old now, but these former athletes come back to class and come back to Clemson and be recognized. It's a really, truly special deal, Sammy, no doubt about that.
Nicky, I was going to tell you, too, just a little trivia about the Clemson Athletic Hall of Fame. 1973 was the first year, and the charter members were Frank Howard, Billy O'Dell, the baseball player. There was two Billy O'Dells. One played football, but this Billy O'Dell was baseball. Fred Cone, Shorty Shaletter. Of course, that's who the Shaletter's named after, the Shaletter Dining Hall. And Joe Blaylock. Can you name a sixth person, Mickey?
Banks McFadden.
Yes. You won the grand prize. Yep. Banks McFadden. I mean, what would a list be without Banks McFadden? But that was your six charter members, and that's a lot of big names there.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
But Travis Blanks, you know, and Bob Mahoney's the head of the Block C Club, and Travis Blanks is his assistant. They do a good job heading up this and conducting the Hall of Fame activities, Mickey, and it's something to look forward to this fall. These people come back and honored, and I just, you know, Mickey, when you talk about Hall of Fames, each one carries in a whole cast of people with them, you know, whether it be youth coaches, high school, college coaches, junior high coaches, friends, relatives, parents. A lot of people help, you know, get these people where they are today.
No doubt about it. Should be cool. September against Syracuse that weekend, a lot of fun. Sammy, I know it's a big part of what you guys do over there, promoting those athletes. Y'all did a great job of it, and it should be a lot of fun. I can't thank you enough. Let's visit again next week if we can.
I will. And Mickey, one other quick announcement. You know, of course, Monday night is the South Carolina Athletic Hall of Fame, and Sammy Henson, the former great wrestler, is being inducted there. So we just, you know, great representative by all, and just very proud of all these former athletes getting these awards.
No doubt about it. Sammy, you're the best, buddy. Appreciate it. Good seeing you yesterday. I'll see you again soon, we hope.
All right. Hope everybody has a good rest of the week.
Thank you, Sam. Appreciate the phone call. Good stuff there. Hall of Fame. Great Hall of Fame class. No doubt about that. Hey, that puts me in a good mood. Tell you about Katichi and Katichi.com. CATEECHE.com, Katichi.com. I don't talk about their lodging. If you're coming to town for a Clemson or Georgia football game, come to town for a summer weekend, they've got these suites there at the clubhouse. They've got a king bed suite. They got a queen bed suite. They've got a golf cabin. They've got a lake house that can hold. The lake house has like 16 beds in it. They've got these golf cabins with three bedrooms at two baths and six beds and two sleeper sofas, and these queen suites and these king suites that they have there as well. They've got a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van that can shuttle you around. They'll come to you, get you at an airport, you know, coming down for games, and stay there, play the 18-hole Audubon Certified Signature Sanctuary Golf Course. You're going to love these stay-and-play packages, these tailgate packages, coming to games, getting you to the game, get you away from the game and all that stuff. So making plans this fall, I want you to go to Katichi.com and look at their lodging and look at their availability of it, and you're going to love it. Whether it be in a private lounge or their golf cabin or their big, huge lake house there. Check the availability at Katichi.com, CATEE.com. Don't forget to get out this weekend. Hey, you know, Mother's Day brunch on Sunday. She's going to love it. Katichi over in Hartwell, Georgia. Love the place. Puts me in a good mood, Katichi.com. Open phone line segment. We come back. We're going to talk about Zach Orr and some concerns he has on the offensive line. Your concerns as well. Larry Pendley at 8:05. A short break. More after this. Hi, friends. Mickey Baller here for Bozy Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. When it comes to legal advice, I go with someone I can trust, and that's the Boggs Law Firm. Their telephone number, 233-8066. The first phone call you make in any legal situation should be to Bozy and the Boggs Law Firm. For legal consultation, court matters, for legal documents, or any legal advice, make your first phone call to Bozy Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. Again, that number, 233-8066.
Bring all your lawn's potential to life. We designed the Cub Cadet XT Enduro Series lawn tractors with you in mind to deliver strength, comfort, and superior versatility. Because we know you put in the hours of work that make all that play possible. And now, you can bring your lawn to life for a little less because your local independent dealer is offering $100 off select XT Enduro Series lawn tractors for a limited time. Visit CubCadetDealers.com and take advantage of this exceptional offer. Not eligible in other models. Specifications and programs are subject to change without notice.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone, no matter where you are. Priority One, trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Do you need LED tube lights, floodlights, high bay, or canopy lights? Crute LED will pass on Duke Power rebates up front to you with a verification of your business's Duke Power bill. Visit online at CruteLED.com for more information or call 864-401-8506.
Hey, this is Brock with Tom's Barbecue. My wife, Beth, and I are the new owners and are carrying on a 30-year barbecue tradition with the same eight homemade sauces, including our famous Cheerwine sauce and scratch-made sides. Come by and enjoy our low-slow Southern Smoked Barbecue. We're open for lunch Monday through Saturday, 10:30 to 3, and we can cater any event. Let Tom's Barbecue make your tailgate perfect with our custom tailgate packages. Follow us on Instagram at Tom's BBQ for special tailgate giveaways. Tom's Barbecue at the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like select wine on Wednesday for $10, $15, and $20. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Everybody knows the story. You can't sleep on a bed that's too hard. You can't sleep on a bed that's too soft. But you can sleep on a bed that's just right. Engineered sleep might not have been around when Goldilocks was written, but they know that a bed that's just right is made just for you. It's not just a fairy tale. They actually build a mattress based on your sleep habits and patterns so that you can get that Goldilocks kind of sleep. And if after a couple of weeks you find it's not perfect, Engineered Sleep will adjust it until it is. Visit their location at 627 Congaree Road to see the process and learn how your mattress is made. By manufacturing your custom-made mattress at their factory, you're saving money because there's no middleman. Factory to you. And you can score a significant discount by picking your mattress up instead of having it delivered. Engineered Sleep, it's not mattress shopping, it's an experience.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly, satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
The Mickey Plyler Show is on the air.
Everybody has their own little opinions and it all gets homogenized and you lose the whole edge of it. I'm going with Jerk Store. Jerk Store is the line. Jerk Store.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
A boy's born in hard times.
so pretty. His parents give him love and affection to keep him strong, moving in the right direction, living just enough, just enough for the city.
Hey, don't forget this Sunday, Mother's Day. She's going to love it. Sherry's Berries right now, $19.99. Double the berries for just $10 more. Mother's Day is Sunday.
Sunday.
Fresh.
Strawberries.
Juicy.
Dang it.
Strawberries dipped in.
Chocolate.
Milk. Chocolate, dark chocolate, white chocolatey goodness.
Goodness. Nailed it.
Choose your delivery date.
Mm.
It's guaranteed. You can still do this now. Look, this is Sunday. It's like Time's running out.
It's like Mad Libs.
Time is running out. Only one way to get you this amazing deal from Mom. Freshly dipped strawberries, $19.99 plus shipping and handling. Remember, double the berries for $10 more. The deal expires Friday at midnight. Get this thing done. This Sunday is Mother's Day. Berries.com. 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 Click on the mic, upper right-hand corner. My code is 105.5. Berries.com, 105.5. I want to finish up. I don't want to talk the whole segment about it. Because here's what I get, man. Whenever I do any of this stuff about, like, the gambling stuff, I get, well, all the other parts of society that I don't really want to get into right now.
Well.
Alcohol. Marijuana.
Boozing.
I don't know why anyone wants to continue to take the marijuana.
To take it.
I don't know why anybody just keeps taking the marijuana.
I don't know why they keep popping that marijuana.
But I don't want to get into all that.
Marijuana.
Here's something, a new twist to it, Zach, that we hadn't talked enough about, in my opinion. The idea of bringing in more of a threat to the integrity of the game. Can we agree that if you legalize it, and by the way, this is going to be state by state. I think the Supreme Court will then make it a state decision. So every state would have to decide that. I think that's what New Jersey is suing for. Christie in New Jersey is suing for that.
So we won't have it in South Carolina.
Probably not.
South Carolina hates fun.
Hates fun?
They hate fun.
I don't know, man. I like going to Clemson football games. It's pretty fun to me.
I do. Man, I want to go to Clemson so bad. I watched like 10 highlight videos yesterday. I don't even know why. I do know why, but.
Because you had macaroni salad.
I had mac salad.
All right, but here's the thing that we need to agree upon. Or I think we can agree upon.
Yeah.
Would you agree that if there's legalized gambling, that means we're going to have the opportunity for more gambling?
Correct.
Would you then agree and deduct that with more gambling, you have more opportunities to affect the integrity of the games?
One could assume that, yes.
I think that almost like it's almost a for sure thing. It is almost a direct correlation between the two.
How do you monitor that? Can you monitor that?
I don't see how in the world you'll be able to monitor it. Because every single athlete in every single game that's got a line on it, it's got lines on it now, but like you don't have right now you got to sneak a way to do it, find a way to do it, and you can find some way to do it. But we're not making it publicly legal and accessible where everybody can do it. And so because of somebody getting in some sort of debt, because of somebody being able to be persuaded for other reasons, that you do and can affect the integrity of the game, right?
I agree with that.
So are you willing to sacrifice the possibility? Now, I'm not saying that every game would be integrity would be infringed upon. But are you willing to give up for that tax revenue, for that whatever, to the opportunity to affect the integrity of outcomes?
I'm willing to have a conversation about it. If you can tell me why that won't be a problem, then I'm okay with it. But I don't, I'm with you. I don't like the integrity of the game, the thing that you're trying to bet on being compromised.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like, I had thought about it from that side of things, but you're trying to bet on it. You don't even know if it's real or not.
Exactly.
I think about it. I'm talking about like just the sheer outcome of the game.
No.
You're thinking about it from a better standpoint.
Yeah.
And you don't bet.
And I don't bet.
If they legalize it, would you bet?
Probably not.
Me either.
Like maybe it'd be easier for me to like bet like the Kentucky Derby, put a trifecta down.
You can bet on that online.
Exactly. But I don't see the point. I don't want to lose all my money.
I don't want
all of my many riches.
I don't want the integrity affected. I want the athletes trying as hard as they can on every single one.
I agree with that.
Remind me after Chad's phone call to tell you about an email I sent out yesterday.
You'll be hearing guys from the stands screaming. Yeah. Roethlisberger, I got you at 4.5 touchdowns. I need another one here, pal.
Go over.
That'll be the whole thing.
Over. Chad is in Columbia, Northern Communication phone line 654 Roar. Good morning, Chad. How you doing?
Doing, Mike. Hey, yesterday in Columbia, the dominant thing on Sports Talk was, especially in the afternoon, was apparently there was a ranking that came out yesterday on the internet, the top ranking, the top like 60 or whatever Power Five head football coaches. So, Mick, when I tell you that ranking the top five or top whatever 60 or whatever Power Five football coaches, where do you think Muschamp fell on that list? Just top of your head, you and Zach, what would y'all have guessed?
Now, do we know who put the list out?
I think it was CBS. It wasn't some like small little. I mean, you could probably Google it, make it, find it quick, but it wasn't somebody small. It was somebody like CBS or something.
So it was not the state paper.
Yeah, state TV.
Because
Red Pat Saban.
Yeah, because I'm thinking that if it's, you know, in Columbia, it's going to be some sort of good light on that. If it's a credible source, Power Five conferences, what do you get, 72 or 3 teams in there, 74 teams in there. I'm going to guess Will Muschamp. I'm going to guess around 45th to 55th.
38th.
All right, Zach, what do you got?
38.
Yeah, it was 37th, 30 to 38th. But, I mean, and Mickey, they're outraged. I mean, like, he climbed on Florida. I mean, just could not believe it. You know, he went to Florida, but he tries to say he's unbiased for him. He's a huge fan. But, I mean, Mick, he was just outraged. I mean, he just couldn't believe it. Said Muschamp definitely should be in the top 25. How could he have the same ranking this year as basically he had last year? Because apparently the same list had him basically at the same spot. How could he be behind Tom Herman, who's in the top 25?
Tom Herman?
How could he be behind Paul Johnson?
How could he be behind Tom Herman? Of course he's behind Tom
direct
Herman.
Quote, Mick.
Tom Herman's one of the top 20 coaches in America.
Quote. Yeah, but anyways, I just wanted to get y'all's initial thoughts on that. See if you can find the article. I'm not sure where it is.
What was Dabo? Third?
All right, thanks, Mick. I don't think he's out yet. I think they're like maybe rolling out like 10 at a time or 20 at a time or something. But apparently, because somebody called and asked, and they said, I mean, it just had to burn them up. Because they're like, where's Dabo? And then the host was like, well, I'm sure he's up there with Urban and, you know, Saban. And so I mean, they just had to burn them up to say that. But anyways, man, I'll hang up and listen.
Thanks, man. Appreciate the phone call. Outraged that, I mean, maybe I'm, I don't mind trying to offend a South Carolina fan here. I'm not trolling. I don't need to do that. But give me a South Carolina fan that would rather have Will Muschamp than Tom Herman. By the way, he was the guy you wanted to hire. He turned you down so you could hire Will Muschamp. It's like nobody in the right mind would say Muschamp over Tom Herman, would they?
I mean, Muschamp had a better season statistically, didn't he, last year?
Yeah, but...
That's just the facts, man.
Come on, man. Tom Herman...
As a
he's
noted
one of the young coaches in the country, he's got that runway rebuild in Texas.
As a noted Will Muschamp supporter myself,
right?
I think he should be higher than Tom Herman.
You'd rather have, if you're an AD, you'd hire. You can't keep a straight face to tell me.
I can do this. Go ahead.
If you're an AD, you give him a choice. Both guys want your job. You'd hire Will Muschamp over Tom Herman?
No, I can't. I wouldn't. That's ridiculous.
I was going to say, man. Come on. All right, I got another quick one for you.
But we don't have to make that choice because we have the best football coach in the country right here in Clemson.
All right, I got another one for you. Yesterday, I read the CBS Sports article.
Is this your email story?
No, I'll tell you the email story in the third hour. Lane Kiffin said that he was close to taking the Arkansas job last year.
Really?
Yeah. Would you rather have Lane Kiffin or Chad Morris?
Big Chad Morris, man. You have to thank him as a Clemson fan for what he left intact here. But I'm a huge Lane Kiffin fan. I love the Lane Train.
Really?
Oh, I can't get enough of it.
Really?
I would have loved to see Lane Kiffin play Alabama every year. Couldn't get enough of it. And just trolling the crap out of Saban while they're down by like 40. And he's doing all kinds of crazy crap and Saban's losing his mind on the other side.
I understand you like the entertainment value of it more. The question is, if you're the AD, would you have hired Lane Kiffin or Chad Morris?
I think Chad Morris probably gives you the better option for sustainable success.
Interesting.
You
very
don't?
Interesting. I don't know. I'm not sure of this.
Lane Train. Go Owls.
Larry Penley's going to join us at 8:05. We're going to talk about Clemson's upcoming trip to College Station, Texas, and the NCAA golf tournament. Tell you what to look forward to. We'll also review the ACC tournament with him. And then we'll get back in this conversation and more. When you return for hour number three with Zach, I'm Mickey Moore after this.